Basically, what we did in this study is we went up to the high plains and harvested irrigated cotton with pickers and stripper with field cleaner and stripper without field cleaner. And we're looking at a number of issues, including fiber quality, yarn quality, and the economics and time and motion of harvest on the high plains. High plains is a large cotton producing region with about a quarter of the U.S. crop coming from that area. It's characterized by pretty harsh weather conditions, which has led to the use of more storm-proof varieties of cotton that tend to be shorter and tighter locked. And that's been beneficial for stripper harvesting in that region. With substantial growth in yields, there's estimated between 300,000 and 400,000 acres of drip irrigation going in the region and over 1 million acres under pivot. And the introduction of some more traditionally picker-type varieties to the area, there's more interest in the use of picker harvesters in the area. Picker harvesters use spindle to pull the cotton out of the bowl. You end up with a lot less foreign matter in your module. You can see that picture on the left is a picture of a picked module versus a stripped module out of the same field, whereas a stripper uses bats and brushes and basically pulls everything off the stalk. When we look at differences in fiber quality between the U.S. base grade and the international base grade, you can see that there's quite a bit of difference, and this is going to become increasingly important as more and more of our crop seems to be going overseas. You can see there in the bottom the percentage of bales for the U.S. crop and then the percentage of bales classed in the Lubbock Classing Office that were base or better for strength, mic, uniformity, and length. And you can see that this last year, the numbers actually for Lubbock actually pretty well matched those from the U.S. base grade, which is a big difference from previous years. And a lot of that has to do with really good weather during the growing season. Part of that has to do with variety. But you can still see that there's things that the spinners and merchants are picking up on in West Texas cotton that the HVI isn't accurately characterizing. Because when you have cotton that grades the U.S. base grade, so that their cotton from West Texas and from the San Joaquin Valley that's grading the same, you're getting 61-point discount for West Texas cotton, where you're only getting a 9-point discount for San Joaquin Valley based on average spot prices from 2006-2007 season. When you get cotton that grades at the international base grade, the San Joaquin Valley cotton, and this is just upland, is getting 1,100-point premium compared to just a 400-point premium for West Texas cotton. So there's something going on here. There's a reputation, basically, that West Texas cotton has developed in the spinning mills, and we're trying to see if we can figure out what's causing that and whether picker harvesting would take care of some of those issues in the yarn quality. So we wanted to determine differences in foreign matter, fiber quality, and yarn quality between picker and stripper-based systems. There's quite a bit of previous research that's been done on portions of this, and in the paper we talk about a lot of these different issues. The only large-scale picker-stripper comparison was that McAllister-Rogers study, and it was done in South Carolina, very low mic cotton, incredibly weathered. It wasn't harvested until the middle of February, and it just really wasn't a very good representation. The rest of those dealt with certain aspects, looking at just field cleaners versus non-field cleaners, or a lot of them were in low mic cotton, but basically up on the high plains, we believe that we're doing the first field scale study with modern machinery where we're holistically looking at picker versus stripper harvesters. And then there's, again, more data in the paper about yarn quality differences, but just not a lot of information. These have to do, Baker and Brashears has to do with field clean versus non-field clean stripped, and then McAllister and Rogers, again, with highly weathered low mic cotton. So in 2006, we harvested Stoneville 4554 B2RF variety from one location using three treatments, both picked, stripped with a field cleaner, and stripped without a field cleaner. In 2007, which I don't have the data back from this year, we looked at four different varieties, some of them a little bit longer staple, at two different locations and then two treatments. And we also took some time and motion data for the economic side of things from a third location, but I'm not going to discuss that in this presentation. These are our 2007 sampling locations. On the left, you see our mule shoe sampling locations. And basically, we had three reps in each field. In mule shoe, the reps started at the right side of the field and went towards the left. In plains, that upper right quarter of the circle was rep one. The full length half on the left side was rep two. And then the bottom right was rep three. And we just absolutely could not have done this research without the help of Randy Bowman and Texas Cooperative Extension and his guys up there. And I just really appreciate them allowing us to piggyback on this system trials that they've been running for several years up there. For data collection for 2006, you can see in that upper left corner the picture of the Stoneville 4554 variety. As you can see, it pretty much hangs out of the bowl. It's a very loose lock variety, and as a result, it picked very clean. But for the 2006, we had a 99-96 six-row picker, and then a 74-60 stripper, six-row stripper, and we ran them in plots side by side. Basically dumped into a weigh wagon, got field weights to determine yield, pulled 400-pound sample out into a bag, took it over to the USDA gin lab there in Lubbock and ginned them. Because of the gin on a commercial size gin, because of late rains in the 2006 season, we had to use two stages of lint cleaning on both sets of both the picked and stripped samples. This year we expect that we'll probably get to use one stage of lint cleaning on the picked versus two on the stripped, which we expect to see bigger differences in some of the HVI properties as a result of that. Pulled the bales, took them over to the International Textile Center. We also pulled some samples for fractionation, and there's no surprise here that there's statistical difference in the percentage of lint and seeds and then different types of foreign matter for the three different treatments. And we'd obviously expect more trash in stripped cotton, and especially that it wasn't burr extracted. When you look at the effects of this foreign matter, this is we picked a module from each of these treatments and took it over to commercial gin, and the ginner was great about taking electric consumption data and gas consumption data. And you can see the difference in cost to producer. Now, this is on a basis of $2.50 per hundredweight for a ginning price. And you can see just as a result of the decreased foreign matter in that picked cotton that the cost per bale is significantly lower for the picked cotton than it is for the stripped, either burr extracted or non-burr extracted for the producer. HVI results, we saw statistical differences in micronair uniformity and loam value. Especially noticeable that the stripped treatments were within the discount range for both mic and uniformity, whereas the picked samples coming out of the same field were in the base range for both of those indices. And those led to significantly different loan values for the bales coming out of the commercial gin. Looking at the APHIS results, we didn't see a lot of difference in APHIS results in these particular tests. But I think the reason for that is we had very immature fibers. If you look at the length distribution by number, you can see that this is a very immature cotton that we were looking at here. But you can see how in the stripped and the stripped without the field cleaner that you have those substantially higher peaks over there in your short fiber. And what we think that is because it was so immature, there were so many more immature fibers that there was more fiber breakage leading to that higher peak. And again, that's all less than half an inch, so none of it's desirable. But you get a lot higher peak there with the stripped samples on that far left side. We did carded yarn testing, and didn't see significant differences in any of the parameters we looked at, except for hairiness, where the picked cotton samples were less hairy. You will notice, though, that with these immature fibers and you know, just the cotton from this area, it seems like it is pretty low quality relative to the yarn quality statistics from Ooster from 2001. We're in the lowest 5% in all of those categories for yarn quality for carded yarn tests. We also did carded and combed yarn tests. It's not normal for folks to comb fibers with a staple less than about 36, but we were doing this just to see if we saw any differences, and we did see more difference in some of these parameters. The waste was significantly lower for the picked and stripped with field cleaner samples than there were with the stripped without field cleaner, as indicated by the NOILS. The coefficient of variation, basically how uniform that yarn thickness was better for the picked samples, and you can see because of the fewer number of thick places and the lower of NEPS plus 200%, and again we saw a less hairy yarn from the picked samples. So conclusions, foreign matter content differed significantly between all treatments, not surprising. Mic length and uniformity index were better for picked cotton than for stripped cotton, which led to a higher loan value. and little difference in yarn quality was observed between harvest treatments for the selected samples. I want to thank Cotton Incorporated, Texas Department of Ag, USDA, and Ag Experiment Station. Again, as I said, we couldn't have done this without the help of the folks from Texas Cooperative Extension and from John Deere loaning us the picker for the 2007 season. And if you've got any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. As I said, the other sort of half of this presentation, the economic side, was done in an earlier presentation, and I'd be happy to answer questions about that as well if anybody's got questions.
We have time for several questions.
Or we can sit here and look at each other. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't ginned those samples from 2007 yet. As far as time and motion data goes and the harvest efficiency, it was pretty interesting at two of the locations where we were harvesting the FiberMax varieties, we ran the picker through the field and it looked as clean as it did with the stripped cotton. The third location, the FiberMax varieties had substantially more cotton left in the field. I haven't gotten done with the statistical analysis of that, but just looking at the field, the Stonebull and the Phytogen varieties picked a lot cleaner at the Plains location. I'm not really sure what caused that, but I hopefully have the HVI data by the end of February, beginning of March, to look at the varietal effect. But just in how the harvester performed, there was some definite differences in location. And definite varietal differences. And part of that was the Phytogen and the Stonebull was much more loose locked. There was a lot more knockdown loss over there. But so I really am not ready to answer that question. All right, appreciate it.